We're holding Siman Reish Yud Ches, Siv Dalet, page 266. Welcome to Torah Anytime. We're going to surprisingly discuss Siman Yonah D'Yemah today, a little bit on Leil HaSeder. How do we get Leil HaSeder into Siman Reish Yud Ches? Well, the page is very short, and we figured it out, you're going to see. Zok the Mechaber Siv Dalet. Haroya Mokoyim Shenasa Neis Liyachet, page 266. Haroya Mokoyim, last word. Haroya Mokoyim Shenasa Neis Liyachet Ein Mevarach. You see a place where a neis was done for a yachid, you don't make a bracha. Avahu Atzmai, the yachid himself Mevarach, Sha'asa Li Neis Hamakam Hazeh. A neis was made for me in this place. Now interesting, if you notice the difference between the lashon of the brachas, when you make a bracha on a neis that was done for Klal Yisrael, the bracha is Sha'asa Nisim La'avaseinu Hamakam Hazeh. The word neis comes first, and then avaseinu. Masha'enkin, when it comes to the bracha for a personal neis, it's li before neis. Li neis. And the reason is because it's two completely different brachas. Sha'asa li neis is a brichas haidah, thanking. It was li, for me. The Eivich did something for me. Asa li neis. The bracha on a neis for the Gantz Klai Yisrael is where we're giving praise, shvach, to the Gvura of Hashem. Sha'asa nisim. It was done avaseinu. But the Iker is Nisan. Wow, look at the Gvuri, he split the Yam, he split the Yardin. That's the difference between the two brachas. They're not Kaminas the Halacha. Choyotze Yerechai Gam came in Varchan Shas and Nes La'avi Makam Hazeh. All the person's children, and even grandchildren will see, they all make a bracha. Sha'asa Li Nes Makam Hazeh. They have a little, Asa Nes La'avi, a little different Lashon. Sha'asa Nes La'avi Makam Hazeh in this place. Zakhna Mishavurus of Katan Yudalad. Sha'asa Nes Li'achin. Unless it's to the majority of Klal Yisrael, we consider it a yachid, then only the person who the actual neis was done to, he makes the bracha. When he goes back there after the neis happened. A neis happens to a person, you go back to the place, you make the bracha. After that, you only make it every once every 30 days. Interesting, just point out, the Verheter brings down, in Sifkaton Dalid, Mashma Mishabes, Taflamet Gimel, Kishanasa La'adam Neis, Yisukan Ezet Tzerche Rabin Be'ir. The Gemara in Shabbos is Mashma, when a neis happens to a person, you should go and be misak in different public needs of the city. The Gemara is discussing Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the center of Elazar. Rav Shimon, they were in the cave 12 years. After they came out of the cave, so they went back in for another year because they couldn't handle the people who were being Isaac in mundane things. They came out and they saw the person holding the Hadassim, one for Zachar, one for Shamar. The whole Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, after the whole story, Rav Shimon says, okay, now that we had a nace, let's go do something for the city. And they bring him a car from Yaakov Avinu by Yichan Espnei Yair. After he came Shalem, they darshan that he either made a coin for the city or he made a marketplace for the city. The neis happened and he came back shalim from love and from Esav. So Ramela, when that happened, he did something for the city. So too, Shimon Bar Yochai did something for the tzibur when he had a neis done to him. So the Berheter brings down, the Shavur doesn't quote it, but the Berheter brings it down, when a neis happens to someone to do something for the tzibur. Zaksiv Kon Tezayim Choyotze Yerechon. Now we're going to discuss in Siv Tes, which will be on Sunday, what's called a neis, Sunday, Monday. Does it have to be that teva change, or just something which you were in a sakana, and you were saved from the sakana? We'll see how it works with Birchas HaGoyimel, and neis, all that will come up next week. We'll learn the entire week next week, basically, is Hilchas Birchas HaGoyimel. Zag the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tezayim V'choyetze Yerechim. Ayim Ali Rabbi Shechriya. Dibnoyu ben benoy Tzrichin Navarit. His son and his grandson need to make the bracha. So a son and grandson, their bracha needs to have covenant. So even if they were born already when the neis happened, so even if the father would not have survived, they would still be here. So they're not technically mishubit, or they don't have to have that akaras atoyv. It's said that they were saved, but it's a covenant of their father and grandfather. They make the bracha also. Once it's past the great-grandchild, he'll only make a bracha if his grandfather was born after his great-grandfather was saved. Means that up till grandson, Ben Benoy, that you said covered Avim, they always make a bracha. Once it's past Ben Benoy, his great-grandson, he only makes a bracha if he's the direct cause. The nace is why he's here. That means his grandfather was born after the nace happened, then he would make the bracha. It's called Yizayin Shalas and Nesla Avi Zekoya Bain, we ben Abain, the Eilach Yivar Shalas and Nesla Avoisai, Oila Avi Abba. The son makes Shalas and Nesla Avi, and the grandson Shalas and Nesla Avoisai, or Avi Abba, and the Birlacha speaks out, and if it's also from the mother's side, or to a mother, they say Nasa Nesla Imoy, or the Aim Imoy, that's you make the brachas. Nesla Imi, Aim Imi, that's you make the brachas if it's to the mother's side. That's the Birlacha speaks out. Okay, now, how are we going to get involved with the Leil HaSeder? Like this. This itself is a Haskacha Pratis, how I found this raid. But the raid is the following. The Mishnah says, Im Sachem, that Leil HaSeder, what we say is, B'chol dar v'dar chayim adam lir, says atmek ilu hu yatsa mi Mitzrayim. We say in the Haggadah Torah at the end, every generation you have to look as if you left Mitzrayim. Should never be God to the Vincha b'yemahu. Like it says, etc. That's when we finish off the Haggadah before we make the bracha Ashagolas before the end of Magid. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Sarach Shiyamer Vayisanu Hoytim Yisham. After we say what it says in the Mishnah, Vigad to the Vincha, we say the lawyers have the same val gol as Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the gam anu or aysanu he also was gol shenemar veysanu hoytim yisham. Why do we have to say this pasuk veysanu hoytim yisham pasuk in Vayis Chanan? The Rashbam says tzarich shemar pasuk zev aysanu hoytim yisham shetzarich lahari says atmak ilu hiyatim yisham shaaf aysanu gol Hakadosh Baruch Hu to show that you went out shaaf aysanu hoytim yisham. He also took us out of Mitzrayim. Not only our fathers, we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim. Maram Chalva says, on this Gemara, the Maram Chalva says, that you know why you have to say the Pasuk, V'yisenu hoitim yisham? Zog the Maram Chalva, because the halacha is, by a neis shel yachid, only grandchildren can say it. A past the grandchild, it's a kavod aviyam, the great-grandson doesn't say it. So Mamela, how can we go ahead and say the bracha, the fika chanachnu chayavu, which is in the place of a birchas hadisim? Zog the Maram Chalva. How can we say it? We're past the second generation.
Our parents went to what?
Oh, so maybe. So they what?
They went to what? So they're.
So I was thinking that also. I was going to ask Maram Chalva that even if you hold that only a grandchild can make the bracha of Nisim, but the great grandson could make it if his grandfather was born
afterwards.
So every person in Klai Yisrael was alive at the time left the time. All the children born afterwards, I had the same kasha. I said the Maram Chava. I did not have a good tarot for that. Chava says that in order for us to be able to say the Lafika Chanach Nochiyav Lahoydus Lahalal, we have to first say Asana Hoytim Yisham. Because only if we realize that we ourselves left Mitzrayim, only if we come to the realization that it wasn't just our fathers. We're not making a Birkas HaNisim on a Nes that happened to our great-great-great-grandfathers. We're making a Birkas HaNisim on our own Nes, then we can say this Birkas HaNes Shal Yachid. This is a Neis HaYachid, a bracha of a Neis HaYachid. And Zak the Brisker Rav, or many others, what does it mean that we went out of Mitzrayim? We weren't really there. So some want to say the pshat is because there are two different shibudim. There's a shibud ha-guf, the physical work, and a shibud ha-nefesh, the spiritual Mitzrayim. That we were goyim mikarev goy, that we were mixed with the goyim, we had to be pulled out like an uber v'me'imai, pulled out of Mitzrayim, goyim mikarev goy, we were so much like one with them. And we were in the Meditash HaRetumah. And that we were taken out and brought out a spiritual level, the Derech Hashem says that really every year at the Zman of a Yomtiv, the Ashpois of that Yomtiv come down. And there's a kayak for every person to have that same spiritual Yitzhiya Lecheiros from whatever Meitzar and whatever difficulties they're going through, they can have a Yitzhiya Lecheiros during that year. And we say, Chayiv Adam Liris is an Atzma, I won't contain that. Yes, you could try to imagine on the physical level that you left, but also right now, on a spiritual level, a person, there's a kayak today, by Leil HaSeder, not today, by Leil HaSeder, for a person to leave those Meitzarim also. When a person says, I tell you, Hoysim Yisham, yes, he took us out of Mitzrayim also. Physically, was the grandparents. You want to say Abidar HaKabbalah, that old neshamas were there, but spiritually, it's even now, even today, everyone from their personal tzar, from the personal mitzar, from the personal constrictions that they have, and confinements that they find themselves in, Yitzhan and Ruchni Sikhalev, they can come out. So we say, Asana Hoyt Mishana, we also left. And that's why, we, in order to say this bracha of a Neshal Yachid, we have to be Zuk Maram Chava, you have to say this pasuk, you have to realize it's a Neshal Yachid. Otherwise, if you're making a bracha on a Neshal Yachid from back then, it's not going to work right now. Okay, that's what Maram Chava says. Many people ask, like the question that Morty was asking before, I couldn't find someone to ask about. This question I had also, that the Chayra, we are a direct result of that, because if not for that, we would not be here, and therefore we should be able to make the bracha regardless of a Neisha Yachid. Also, others asked, the Chayra was a Neisha Raman. It wasn't a Neisha Yachid when we left Mitzrayim, it was God's Klai Yisrael. For that, there are all different terutzim that no, it really was an individual nature, each person separately. There are all different terutzim for that, also very interesting. But one shtickle I saw from my friend, Shol Yeshua Brown in Chicago, put in a sefer from Rabbi Yaakov Stefanski, the 10th grade Rebbe in Philadelphia, who passed away many years ago. He wrote in a sefer, Shashua Yaakov, and I saw, and bring down the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha says that we say, the Noimel Afan of Shira Chadasha Aluka. In the Haggadah, we end up in Noimel, right before Halal and Magid, for Noimel Afan of Shira Chadasha Aluka. So Taisus discusses, Taisus and the Mefarshim, we say, Venemar, Venoimar, is going back on, we saying Halal will happen, or in the future Gula, and we come out, we're saying Halal on the previous Gula from Mitzrayim. If it's in the previous Gula, it should say Venemar. Venemar is Lashon Avar. Why does it say Venoimar? Like now we're saying, Elamai zakte emek bracha, no, because I send a hoitim yisham, now we're going out of Mitzrayim. Chol dar v'dar chayav on the lyrics is not to go out of Mitzrayim, so it's happening now also. And he says, he found the makar for the emek bracha on this Maram Chava, that says that this is a neis ha-yachid, and that's what we have to say, I send a hoitim yisham, to make it that we ourselves experience the neis. That's what gives us the right to say, v'fika chanach l'chayav l'hoit zahal, and say that bracha, because we also experience the neis. You know, putting aside our question on the shtickel, HaKapana, that was the shtickel from the Maram Chava, based on the Gemara over here, and the Leila Seder Chayav and the Liris is Atzmai, that one of the Avodas of the Seder is to imagine ourselves as if we ourselves left Mitzrayim, and that's the Avodah. The Rambam's Lashon Girsa is Laharis, that you have to act in a way. That's why many Svardim have been hugging to carry, you know, the sack over their shoulders, but our Girsa is not Laharis, it's Liris, but Liris could be even harder. Laharis, just do a physical action, show it. Liris means that you have to sort of imagine yourself leaving. By Zuxif, hey, someone who had many nisim, he comes to one of the places, include all the places and put it all into one bracha. These are rab, which everyone has to make a bracha. You don't have to, when you reach the yard, you don't make a bracha. Oh, yard day, Chris Yansif, I'm the Algabish, Evan Chambaycha sat on the stone that I wanted to throw at us. You don't need to do that. You just say the one that you're there. The Gambi Yachel Gufa Kasal Magan Avram, the Dafka Hu Ba'atmayab, and Noy Ain Machuy Bahaska Kal Nisha Nasal Aviv, the person themselves, he includes all the different nisim that happened to him, but the son, he only mentions the place where he's at. I happen to think we are annoying like this these days. A lot of the brachas here we don't always do. I don't know why. I'm not 100% sure. I'm vaguely familiar with concepts of people going back to places where they had nisim done to them and making a bracha, but I don't know that in the halacha. I'm just thinking out loud. First mention the place that you're in. It's also Li Nais, you know, in wherever the place is. All the other places. We ask let's say you had a nace in Chicago and a nace in Milwaukee, right? So when you go to Chicago, you say, "Just your nace in Chicago, Ubi Milwaukee." You go to Milwaukee the same day. Just your nace in Milwaukee. Do you mention Chicago again? I think so. I'm not sure. Zakt Siv Vav, at least the Mechaber. Al Neishal Rabbi Tzarech Mavarech Hashem Shu Mavarech Al Neishal Aviv. And they say, if you're Rebbe, you make a bracha just like a Neish of a father. Zuck the Mishabura Tzarech Mavarech Meneschase Barach Shalas and Neishal Rabbi Mimakam Azeb. Umari Barabbi Mavok, a Rebbe who Roy Torah from that Rebbe. Who punches Dafka who of a Bonav Enim Chuyav Mechud Rabbi Mavarech Al Nisai. Your children not Mechuyav in the Kvod of your Rebbe. Even if you learned in one yeshiva when you were younger and you're very, very close to that yeshiva and you feel very, very good about it, your children are not Mechuyav to learn there. You are Mechuyav Mechud Rabbi. Your children can go wherever is the right place for them. Zog the Rama. Yeshurim the Hua didn't roya ha'ada shenasim by hanes mevarich halak ha'mayish mevarich ala mokim shenasim by hanes. Some say if there was a yachid that had a nes unto him, and you see this person, you could also make the bracha just seeing the person. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sevkatan Chav Aleph im roya ha'ada mevarich mechuyu levarich hanesai ka'av v'rabi ha'ada mesuyim. Doesn't mean that you see a random person who had a nes done to him. Right, I know, and there's an Indian here also speaks about, we're out of time to speak about making a Siddur Seder. I think maybe the Shari Tshuva brings down to others about what person should make a Siddur Seder every year when they had a Nase done to them, talk about the Nase. So I used to have a Rebbe that made every year a certain Siddur Seder. So only people that see this person, I know we had a nes done to him. Only people that see him and they are either his children or a talmidim, and he's the Rebbe Mubuk, they would make a bracha when they see him. A random person would not make a bracha when they see him, unless it was an adam mesuyim. Like we'll see, that certain people were famous, well-known people that had famous nisim done to them. Then anyone who sees them would make the bracha. They're not really alive anymore. We'll see who they were. But like upon him, only someone like a ben sees his father. Let's say a guy has a nes done to him. When the son sees his father, even before he gets to that place, the son can make a bracha. Imagine the son, his father had a nes done to him, the son lives out of town, every time he comes to visit, he has to make a bracha, because within every 30 days, he makes a new bracha. Okay, we'll continue with these halachas on Sunday. So what do we learn today? We learned the halachas of nes liyachin. A nes liyachin, only the yachin, his child or grandchild, mitzat kavod, makes a bracha also. Anyone past the grandchild, only if their grandfather, who was born after the nes happened to the great-grandfather, because their direct cause or direct effect of the nes, that's where they're going to make the bracha. That's one thing we learned. And the bracha by a yachid is a bracha zaydah, so it's a li nes. The ikar is the li, I would say. A bracha of a nes shal rab, and the bracha of the gevura of Hashem. So it's a nisim. Who was it done to? La v'seinu. Then we discussed the Maram Chalva. Ram Chalva says you have to say Asanu Hoytim Yisham. You have to imagine Chaldar V'Dar Chayiv Liris is Asim Kilu Yatsim Mitzrayim. Otherwise, you can't say the bracha Lafpicha Chanachnu because it's a Neis Shal Yachid. It's a Neis Shal Yachid. You have to experience it yourself. Yes, we hit kashas on that. The Chayra, the great grandchildren maybe here could make a bracha, and vice versa. He understands Yitzias Mitzrayim was Neis Shal Yachid. Kriyas Yamsim was Shal Rabbi, but Yitzias was Shal Yachid. A part of that was Asher Chaldar Chayiv Liris is Asim Kilu Yatsim Mitzrayim. And that's what we say, v'noyim elafanam haluka, not v'nem elafanam haluka. And someone who's Rebbe Muvik had a nes done, he also will make a bracha, just like a father. Stop over here, I'm going to have a good Shabbos.